This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers have been working through the night hoping to find survivors after that condo collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. We know one person is dead, but nearly 100 are still missing. Our Jackie Quinn with the latest.
One person describes the scene as looking like a giant fractured dollhouse. One side of the 12-story building completely sheared away. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says there's comfort. Just over 100 people have been rescued, but there are still dozens missing from the early Thursday morning collapse.
We are working around the clock to search and rescue people in this rubble.
A child was rescued without parents in sight. A woman's leg had to be amputated, but she and her child were freed. And other families just wait for news.
Ofi Osun-Cohen lives in the building. She says she felt it shaking before the collapse.
We felt the building shake, and we knew something was up. It rattled us. We immediately got out of bed. We looked around. We looked out the window. Our apartment faces the street. And I saw a plume of smoke coming up.
She talked to the Today Show. We still don't know why the building collapsed. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced today for murder in the death of George Floyd. Legal experts think Chauvin could get 20 to 25 years in prison. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to the border with Mexico today. President Biden's first few months in office have seen record numbers of migrants trying to cross the border. Nearly all of the deaths from COVID in the U.S. are now among those who were not vaccinated. This is an AP analysis of government data. It finds that of the more than 18,000 COVID deaths in May, only about 150 were fully vaccinated people. That's about 0.8%. This is AP News. Eli Lilly will ask the FDA for approval of its potential new Alzheimer's drug.
Drug maker Eli Lilly said Thursday it plans to submit a possible Alzheimer's drug for approval to the Food and Drug Administration later this year. The Indianapolis-based company said it will seek FDA approval for donanemab, based on results from a mid-stage clinical study involving 272 patients with an early form of Alzheimer's. Researchers said donanemab showed signs of slowing a decline in cognition and daily function for patients who took it, compared to patients who took a placebo or fake drug. Earlier this year, the FDA approved Aduhelm, treatment from drug maker Biogen, over warnings from independent advisors that Aduhelm hasn't been shown to help slow Alzheimer's. Both donanemab and Aduhelm help clear a protein called beta amyloid from the brain. I'm Mike Gracia.
FedEx reported a nearly $2 billion profit in its most recent quarter, helped by a surge in online shopping. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.